Right away, let's welcome and introduce our international audience, our virtual church. The Lord bless you, all of you that are with us online, we bless you. And we welcome you to spend this wonderful service together with us. Okay, beloved, today we will go into the Word. Today I want to talk to you about a very important message for me. Why is that important? Because I like to place things back in order, because the church, you know, church has been, she's lost in what is destiny, position, power, everybody's anointing themselves, pulling something onto themselves, impartations and things like that. So you want something that you don't understand. You see how it's somewhere out there working in part, and you want this. You feel the calling. How do you connect all of it? Yeah, you feel the calling, and you take a step, and you fall, and you make a mistake, and they tell you go, and you start going, and you fall, and they tell you no, sit down. You sit, and you understand that this is not it. Amen? Something. And to sit actively. Amen? And at the same time, quietly move. If you just understood what I just said. And today, I want to, you know, put things in their order. And the message is called Power of the Position. Power of Position. What is it? Today, we'll go and we will find out today. We will go into a teaching. I love to do that. And why the Lord has placed me here, this is what I do. I teach. So for every one of us, the Lord has prepared a position. And with it, everything that is required for your life, your destiny, your calling, your ministry. It is confirmed by the Bible. We'll go into one scripture where it clearly is proving to us that not someone said it, God himself said it. I love to find things in the Bible, things that God said, because upon that I can build. Does somebody understand me? Many different people talked in the Bible, many different stories, and of course we understand that the Spirit of God would influence all these writings, but I loved when Jesus was speaking in the disciples, because the disciple said one thing, tomorrow he might change his mind. When Jesus would said it, he would never rewrite it, because his word is yes and amen. Amen? So I love to say what God is saying, what Jesus meant. So, the Lord has prepared a position. The problem is in that you are not searching to come up with something. How can it be useful to God? No. You already have a call. You already have a position. You already have a certain function that has been given to you by God, and this is here where the game is happening. The spirit of this age, of your flesh also, and your soul that's leading in the wrong way, and also your spirit is crying out to the Lord, so the Lord would reveal to you who you are. And we get into this this massive emotions movement, and we are being led by the flesh, by our soul, by our feelings, emotions. And at the same time, you know, the Holy Spirit calls us, and through it all, we have to figure it all out. Today, I will bring more clarity. So, Jeremiah 1:5. I love this prophet. You know why? Because he was chosen by God when he was young. And what he told him, Jeremiah 1:5, I read New Translation. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I knew you. What does that mean? You are already someone before you were even in your mother's womb. You're a spirit that was in God. God knows himself. If he breathed into you a life, and Andrei, Tanya, and Svetlana came about, that means I knew you. Why? Because you were in me before I placed you into this shell. That means everything is in God. Look, this scripture clearly shows us that God is telling Jeremiah, calm down, relax.
You can't even imagine who you are. And he tells him, listen, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrated you, and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. You weren't even there, but your function and your calling were already there. Oh, hold on. Some of you did not get it. And now here we think that here I am. It's not you. It's just a shell that where you're in. And you are already someone. In God, there aren't any accidents. If God did not meant for some sort of individual to be born upon the earth, then what is born is a dead body, and then there's no breath of life in it. You ask, someone tried to abort a child. It didn't happen. Tried to drop him off. Just drop the baby. Doesn't even work. Some try to just get rid of these people off the earth, and it doesn't work because God says, I know you. I need you. I was left. This is how you were supposed to be then. Because from this, you will take and receive something that no one else has. From this pain, you will take and receive something, and you'll be able to help masses. Healing will come into somebody's heart just because you paid a price of pain. You have to be the one that you are. You try to perfect your life with your own hands, and God says, do not ruin what I want to do. Do not touch with your own hands. You, with your own hands, you can ruin God's dream that is placed in you. You can ruin it all. And like always, you know, we have a free will. Of course we can choose, of course. Of course we choose always the wrong thing. One of the most hardest things for every individual who is born from above, listen, is to enter into your position. Right there, that's where you have the most powerful battle with powers of darkness. For kingdom of darkness, I'll tell you something. You know, I'm just warming up the car right now. Listen. For the kingdom of heaven, the most horrible thing is that individual that entered into her or his position. Listen. Because position is already prepared by God, and the devil has no weapon against these people. Some did not understand me at all, and some did understand me. If someone says the devil has a weapon against me, then you're not in your position. Today I will tell you something. I will show you in the Bible. Believe me, I'm not here just to speak things. Listen. The most horrible thing for Satan is an individual that is walking in God-given position because he can't find keys to that individual. Whatever he tries to do, you don't need it because you have it all. Listen to me very carefully here. I'll move a little bit further. The weapon of Satan, remember, if you just take this phrase that I will say from this very message, that's the only thing you'll take, your life will change 100%. Weapon of Satan is always based and always did base upon the need of a man. Listen to me very carefully. Listen, don't go somewhere. Starting with Garden of Eden, finishing up with temptations in the wilderness. What is? What if, you know what, the Lord has prepared everything for you and me, everything that we need, but He's waiting for you in your position. Today, I'm going somewhere. I just want you to understand that it's morning, I understand as well. You're still working on your breakfast. Listen. The weapon that Satan uses is always based upon the need. In the position of God, there are no needs. You'll say, yes, there are. If in God's position you have a need, then it means that God did not give you that position. So you'll say, I'm standing and I'm lacking something. Position of God, if you're lacking something, that means you don't need it. Somebody understand the secret of success.
Only
if you'll take this, I won't say anything else. As soon as you'll understand that God gave you everything, yes, my one-bedroom apartment, don't look anywhere else. This is your position at the moment. It's enough for you. Somebody understand me? Time will come, and you'll move. People do not understand that this is life on earth. Not as important as where you're going and where you live. And all this strategy, all this game is not to satisfy you here, over here, but to make you someone important and someone great for eternal life. You'll never live here and be successful, and maybe you'll have something wrong with you, with your face, with your ears, and with your vision and whatnot. Then that's how it's supposed to be, apparently. Somebody understand me? I was thinking that the Lord will restore. What if He does not restore? Because that's how He meant you to be. So, Satan's weapon is based upon the need. As soon as he finds a need, he finds his victim. You'll say, God will give me everything. I'll tell you this, God already gave you everything. At this moment, I'm standing before you. Would I want something? Of course I'd want something. Do I need it? You understand? Beloved, if you start to look at life from the position of God, tell me. Here's my little girl right there in the front. At the moment, does she want something? Of course. She wants so many different things. Can't even imagine. She comes and says, she doesn't just want the toy, she wants the whole store, but at the moment, she has everything that she needs, right? Totally, completely, beginning from the very smallest things to the bigger things. We have to understand that in her position, in her age and in her position, she's taken care of, protected. 100%. Somebody understand me. We have to understand with us. Sometimes we're like children that look at other kids. He is already riding a bicycle, but your legs cannot reach all the way to the pedals just yet. Somebody understand me. I want to tell you certain truths today that, you know what, beloved, never look at anybody. God does not work with a crowd. He works with you. Yeah, I give God glory. He's great. He is washing our mind today. Need. And I will say, hey, you Satan, if there is no need, then he will prove to you that you have it. If he can't get to you through a need, for instance, you have everything. Why do you need Satan? You don't really need God also. But we're not talking about godliness, right? Godless people here. We're speaking about children of God, for instance. Prodigal son, before he left his house, he had everything. As soon as he left the house, he started what? He started having a need. Need speaks of the fact that you are not where you're supposed to be. And need speaks about that you departed from the will of God. Where you are at, there couldn't be a need if you are with Him 100% relationship. If that is the moment, that certain moment comes and you're going through a trial, then it means that God is trying to achieve something in you. Let's move on. Adam and Eve. Eve, how's life? Good. Do you want something? No. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. You do. I'll explain to you how much you want this. And Lucifer explained to Eve, and then she started to have this desire. He turned it on. Before that, before she received this, desire for this need. There aren't any attacks if that's not present. Remember with your problems, beginning with your work and finishing up with your husband and wife, all the attacks were based on the fact that something was lacking in him or in her, he didn't do this, there's some sort of lack somewhere. Always an attack of the devil is based upon that. If, I tell you, if you just take this one single lesson, you'd walk around and say, listen, your car is broken. Yeah, then this is what I need at the moment. At the moment, this garbage is what I need to learn some sort of lesson. Even if I will run out of gas, I have a daddy that will supernaturally fill my gas tank. All the positions, all these age and level, we all have to go through these things. People that pass by this process, listen to me very carefully, people that pass by these different classes, their heart rots. Somebody understand this thought? Don't you dare pass by through these classes. Finish it. Go through it. Graduate. Do everything possible to come out victorious from grade number one. And then you'll go into the second grade. When people jump into things that they're not able to do, their heart cannot handle the level of glory, calling, success, and also attacks. Because when you go further, not only the glory magnifies, but attacks magnify as well. The pressure magnifies. Somebody understand me? This is why when God takes you through certain things and you say, God, why don't you give me anything good? Sonny, daughter, with this, this will come as well. The things that you ask for. I'm not preparing you for the good. I'm preparing for your heart to be able to accept good and evil. I want everybody to know me as well. Listen to me very carefully. No, you don't. No, you do not. Because, God, you know what? You will not see your own life, and you cannot go back into hiding. Sit there and just breathe and thank God that no one knows you. Hello. I want. No, you don't. Believe me, no, you don't. Listen. Temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. You know, I could go through the whole Bible, you know, we run out of time, but this small moment to prove to you that all of the attacks are based upon the need. Lucifer fell because he had a desire to be someone that he wasn't meant to be. Somebody understand me? That's where it all started. Adam and Eve. You will be. He told them, you have a need. You're stupid. I will simplify it. You'll be like God. Oh, yeah, good. Of course. That's smart. Being smart. Look. Jesus' temptation in the desert, in the wilderness. Jesus, you want to eat? Of course. Why don't you turn this rock into bread? Again, where is it based upon? This temptation is, first of all, your temptations will be based upon outside needs to clothe yourself, to get a car, house, to eat, and on and on and on. Second moment, it will be based upon your goal. The devil goes through these levels, different levels as well. And again, he took him into the highest place and showed him everything and told him, everything will be yours. You know why he said that? Because he knew that someone came to take it all away. Second temptation is based upon the need. Third temptation of Jesus in the wilderness was on the need. You want for people to accept you, Jesus? Of course. This is why you came. If Jesus was not accepted, we wouldn't be saved right now. Jesus was meant to be accepted as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And right there at that moment, he told him, why did you just fall off the side of the temple? You have a need? You want people to accept you? Look, there's thousands of Jewish people. You'll jump off the building. No one talked about suicide. The devil's not stupid. He wasn't talking about suicide. The angel will capture you, and they will place you on the ground. Automatically, people will accept you. Third temptation, again, is based upon the need. You just have to always see the root of your attack from the devil. the need that is in there. As soon as you destroy the need, this temptation departs. Fornication is always based upon the need, not on the flesh only, but also on your soul. Theft is based upon what? Beloved, I could go through all these things and explain to you, everything is based upon something that you do not need. It's not you, and you're not supposed to be doing it, but we want it. And that, this is where all our adventures begin. You feel that you have been called for something. You try to do something. Musicians look for acceptance in their area. People evangelize and speak a word. They look and search for acceptance. This is why Satan has great success controlling Christianity at the moment, churches and ministries and ministers, because while you still have a need, while you still compromise, lie, and try to make deals with the spirit of this age, somebody understand me. But if you will not take me here, I'll go over there. They don't take me there. That means I will go here. I'll play here. Hallelujah. You don't need to praise Christ. You need to show off your dirty flesh upon the stage. All your movements are based upon the need of your flesh. Talent, yeah, you have it. But you don't have a heart. I'm not even talking about wisdom here. Listen. The devil, it's quite easy for him to control, manipulate. You see, you look, everything has been bought. You have to be buddy-buddies with someone. Hello, brother, how are you? You have to go visit banya with someone. Have to make some sort of deal with someone so they place you into some sort of Christian position. They give you, right to do something. Why do you need God? We'll deal without God. We have our elders' meeting and things like that. We'll decide everything. While you have a need, you don't have a need. You'll say, I'm a musician, been called by God, and that's it. And everybody who listens to me, it's my birds in my living room. That means this is anointing is only for the birds. Yeah, David, right there, over there on the field, had all the qualities and functions. But no, David, you sit there and you play the instrument and shepherd the sheep. What's interesting that they entered into positions, even those that didn't search for the position. They were searching for the face of God because I don't need anything. Right now, they try to call me and write to me and tell me that I need something right now. They try to always to prove to me the fact that I lack something, and I tell them, stop. Everything that I need, I have. Everything that you think that I need, I don't need, and when I won't need it, it will come, and no one will say anything against it. Somebody understand me? This message has to calm you down today. You have to sit in your car that, hallelujah, and then simply say, all my needs are answered at the moment. Thank God for everything, because we do not see a picture that God sees. We do not see the blueprint that God sees, and we have to trust Him and simply believe that we think that according, or when you kind of equal yourself with somebody else, you might be lacking something, but maybe God didn't make you like that. He is leveling you with Himself and your progress, or somebody else's progress. It's to each their own. Did that progress become better this year? If someone's telling you, oh, you know what, when I was your age, you know what, that's how all of these things start, with these words. You know what, when I was your age. Okay, here we go. Again, now they're going to tell you that you lack something. And here it goes. How old are you? Don't even say it. Because again, someone will tell you, when I was your age. Oh, Jesus. We can be bought so easily. We sell ourselves so cheap. You know what? We sell ourselves so cheap.
And so,
we needed a couple of letters, a couple of meetings with friends that just pump us up with something, and we start to do something for Christ. We're going to go and conquer. Conquer what? You haven't conquered yourself. What are you going to conquer? Some people, you know, it's like you're compromising and you're lying because you've proven to yourself that you're doing it for the good deed, for God and salvation of people. You try to steal, to seem and do this and that. Here, we're going to invite these people. We're going to do this. We will feed them black caviar. And we will go and make our path to a TV station, to a TV program. What? Where? Why? But again, that is another snare that the devil is using, because God, besides your obedience, does not need anything. Everything that I need from my little girl that's sitting over here right now is obedience. That's it. Does she need to work? What? I don't need anything else. Imagine our Heavenly Father does not have a need for anything. He'll blink and will create another universe. My God. And you're so, Lord, I will do this and this for you. And the Lord says, what? For me? Did I ask? Do I need this? But I'm doing it because of love. Love is obedient. I've loved my Father and fulfilled what He told me to do. And Jesus says, you have to love me and do what I tell you to do. Do not do just to do it. Do what He tells you. Power of position. Listen. Remember, in a position that the Lord is taking you in, you don't need anything. And if you do need something, it means that you left the position and you try to do something that the Lord did not call you to do. You've seen people that just a little bit more, just one more demonstration, picketing, one more. We just need $1,500, just a little bit. We need one more of something. That's not God. That's you. God cannot create something that He needs. You probably don't know who you serve. This is why you are under so much pressure. Lord, something, we're about to give birth to something. You don't need to give birth to anything. Just calm down. Just be with me, Sonny. Oh, Lord, look. How many times did I see this person? And I'm sure you did as well. There was a great, powerful pastor, minister, call it what not. There was power, anointing, movement of the Holy Spirit. There was no need in anything. Just protect your heart. But as soon as he went into politics, into business, and other things that God did not call him, right away, there comes avoidance, some sort of need. Have you noticed that as soon as you're somewhere where you're from God, and this is positions from God, then there's no need. Just all you do is listen to God and what He tells you. As soon as you get into some area, there's a void and a need, and that's an alarm. The fact that you went into the territory of the spirit of this age that will tell you and answer your needs right now. Somebody understood this moment? He needs to take you into a territory of need, because while you're in territory of God, you don't need anything. He needs to prove to you the fact that you're not only a pastor now, but you'll also be a popular politic. And then you'll become a surgeon. And then you'll build a house for the seniors where everyone will live. And he's sitting there dreaming. He's got a spiritual orgasm. Closed his eyes and he's just enjoying himself.
That's it, I'm going. And it starts.
Guys. For some reason we have balls over here, you know, jumping around on stage. Guys, help us get this amount of money. Have you ever seen this? And you see this embarrassment. He's no longer a pastor. He no longer feeds people. He doesn't do what he's been born to do, created by God to do. He runs around and collects money, and the devil's standing there laughing his head off. Look, that's it. I captured him now. I got him. Let's do this right now. We're gathering, we have some sort of fund for something. Right now, there is this box. Just drop money in there, please. And now he has turned into an embarrassment, into a clown that is showing off before a crowd who wants to do something that the Lord has not called him to do. Even though a year ago you were in a fire and a power, because you were where there was no need, where God takes care of you. But now you just stepped down and you became a sorry copy of something, an imitation. You follow the devil and the spirit of the sage. It's not the devil. To feed the poor is not the devil. What? My God. The devil will prepare whatever he can for you, just to make you compromise, as if God cannot feed the poor if he'd want. Let's not go there. Just, this message is called, come down. Next year, what did you promise? What were your resolutions for this year? What did you promise yourself? Should I tell you? Nothing. You know what? Because nothing changed with this number. I was going the way I was going, and I'm in God's will, and that's where I'm remaining. And I don't need anything from anybody. I have a goal. Listen, I've placed these goals. It never worked out, and I grew out of it. I grew out of it because I know that if daddy will want, it'll come by itself. And you'll say, wow, what is that? That's nothing. It's called a bonus. Look. Got into business, started doing what the Lord never meant you to do, and then what happens, you get a need. You have to understand the devil, he needs to place you in a position where you have a void and you have a need, to place you into some sort of function where right away you'll start lacking something. And the Lord told me to open church. And the Lord, you know what, Lord, I lack musicians, I lack power, I lack prayers, I don't have intercessors. I have no one who will paint pictures. Hallelujah. God did not call you. If God did call you, that's not where you start anyway. You have to go fall on your knees and start talking to him. Look. And then downfall, loss, discouragement, and in the process, even lose those things that you've had to begin with. You know what? If you'll start chasing things like this, you'll lose the things that the Lord gave you to begin with anyway. You'll get lost amongst all this garbage. And that's the best for the devil, is to keep you all your life in need, to keep you lacking something, to keep you so that you'll chase something. The devil has created this with the spirit of this age, he's creating this illusion that you always lack something. When you entered into your position, listen, right there, everything is taken care of. For instance, to become a president, it's practically unreal. Does somebody understand me? For instance, to become a president, it's unreal. You have to go through, you know, different processes and battles, and you have to be born in politics to love it, not even to become a president. Look, It's unreal. Battle for this position will be ruthless. We know what it's like. But when you take up this position as a president, the president is taking care of everything that he needs. Listen, the president is taking care of with publications in the newspaper, video, photo, transportation, finances, everything that he needs, publications in newspapers, plane tickets he will never need ever. Somebody understands it's not the president that he's taking care of, not this person he's taking care of, but what's taken care of is the position. No, you guys did not get it. Did you get it? Did you not? You are not taking care of. Now I am taking care of. No, not you. Position. And this is where the lie of the devil is. He tells you lack something. Maybe if you do lack, that means that you're not supposed to be. Because as soon, if God has called you to be president or doctor, whatever, politics, in politics or, you know, or pastor in your position, everything is taken care of. With us, no one comes to God. Here, by accident, you change the hearts of nations. Hello? You're not even planning it. You're taking care of. And just even a little bit more. You need to go into all TV stations. No. If we need, we'll be placed there ourselves by someone else. And I don't need to call TV channel this and this. Please air my programs. Stop. God will come in the night to this president of the TV channel and says, if you will not place him there, your channel is going to die. I serve an all-powerful daddy, and in my cheap phone calls, he does not need them. Oh, I missed it. I missed such a deal. You didn't miss anything. You didn't miss anything. Calm down. And your father, just calm down. Do not go into the functions of position. Go towards the position. Some people go to your position. Do not go into mine. Because you will lose it. Go to your position. If the Lord has called you, some people say, I am searching for my call, for my destiny. How am I searching it? I'm just doing nonsense, and maybe it will work out. What? Call and destiny is waiting for you in the position. For instance, there's some man sitting, and he says his dream to change this, to change that. You cannot change that until you enter into your position. Position of a president, that's it. I'm not even applying pressure. Mountains move. What mountains? That's another question. But they move. Somebody understand this? I want you to understand this. For you to stop searching for functions, I want people to know you. No, when you'll enter your position, they'll find you out into that, in that light, in that area where you're supposed to be known. I want for my prayers to be heard by everybody. Stop. When you enter into your position, you might not even want people to hear your prayers, and they will still hear them. Hello? By accident, you'll speak somewhere, and they will film or record you. Listen, you know what? I'm not playing games. You're sitting here, you're talking to... I'm speaking from my life, my experience. You're talking about your life. Someone turned on a recorder and filmed everything, and then just taped everything, and then put it online, and I'm saying, what is this? I don't have this message, but this accidental thing that I was speaking with someone on the chair in some different country with a guy, explaining different things to him, changed the lives of many different people by accident. When God needs, he'll turn on the recorder because daddy will say, listen, somebody understand me? Please hear me, church, not locally, but virtually. Listen to me. Calm down. Search for his face. In him, you will find a position and power for completion of your destiny. Search for him. Seek him. My God, I remember I was just digging and searching for things. I have so many messages. And God says, you're going to do this? Nobody's going to listen to them. And then I said, that's it. I've had it. I want God, only you. I don't want anything else. I shut my doors for 4 years. I didn't want to see or hear anything. And then in 4 years, that were completion of the 12 happy years, that everything was in them. An apostle and president and usher, and I was a singer a little bit. I was everyone. I knew everything. I totally missed it everywhere.
An intercessor?
I don't remember for what. I was in a seating, though, but I knew I was doing it. Remember Gideon? Who remembers Gideon?
Good guy, isn't he?
You know, in the Bible, there are many scriptures where God takes something so small, and then He confides the wise with these foolish. And then He says, I need your obedience. Gideon wasn't running around to say, Where are we going to take the swords? Where are the swords at? Relax. What are you worried about? You know what? All these people that are going against you, you know what? They'll just destroy themselves.
Hallelujah.
Let's move on.
His position,
Gideon's position was taken care of. Let's read the New Translation. I love the scripture in the New Translation. Book of Judges 6:11. I'm reading the New Translation. So, now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Josh the Abizrite, and his son Gideon was beating wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of fearless courage. First of all, you know what? That God, listen, we can laugh about the story, yes, and Gideon answered him. I've talked about this many times, but listen, when the angel came to him, he told him, he saw him in the Omega. You guys didn't get it. Listen, when the angel came to him, he wasn't playing games. He came to him basing on the fact that who God called him to be. Gideon, in his eyes, was a nobody, nothing. He was a zero, below a zero. And that's what he told the angel. I'm nothing and no one. I'm the smallest in my father's house. But God sent the angel because this angel saw Gideon in the Omega, in the finished call, and he came to him with the honor and respect. And God doesn't care about time. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. I welcome you, powerful, mighty man. Let's read on. I think you captured it. Angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of fearless courage. And Gideon said to him, because Gideon looks in this fraction of time. God looks in eternity. God is with you, powerful warrior, fearless warrior. And Gideon says, oh, sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this befallen us? And where are all his wondrous works of which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian. The Lord, now it's the Lord, not the angel. The Lord turned to him and said, go in this your might. In this, what might? In this your might, might of your position. Somebody understand me. He tells him, right now, you're doing things that are not yours, but you, when you will enter into your call and your destiny, you will destroy all your enemies, all of them. Listen. In this story, there are many revelations. Listen. Now go in this your might. If you reread it all, you might not understand it, but if you consider all the different things, but when you look in the Omega, which is the finished picture of Gideon, you'll understand it. Because now God is speaking to you like in your function, like Jeremiah. He tells him, Jeremiah, don't cry here. I knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb, before you were born. I'm speaking to you as a prophet, as to a prophet, as to your function. I'm speaking into your position that power is waiting for you. It's right there for you, Gideon. You don't need swords. You don't need armies. You have power of position. And when you will do what the Lord gave birth to you to do, the enemy, your enemies will destroy themselves by themselves. Oh, Jesus, now go with this power and might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? And here is Gideon. Look. And look at what Gideon says. Gideon right away told him what the Gideon received from the spirit of this age. Look what he tells him. Gideon said to him, attack of a need. Something somewhere is lacking. This is why masses of people cannot be used by God, because when God tells Gideons, get up and go, Gideon recounted and looked at all the pros and cons, and cons are 90%. And your situation is against you. You were born with this, with that, and with this, with that. Something is wrong. You don't have this, you don't have that. And God says, get up. I want to use you. Enter into a position. No, I need Bible college. No, you don't need it. Maybe that person needs it, but not you. You need to be obedient to what I will tell you to do. Listen. Gideon said to him, oh Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Can you imagine? God comes to this young teenage guy that was just, you know, working in his father's house, and he tells him, go save Israel. You know, for instance, someone comes to you like an angel or the Lord and tells you, save America. Or Russian or Ukrainians, go save them. What? If God told you to do that, that means you have everything. You don't need to buy tanks and planes. You don't need to do whatever it is you want to do. You need to hear what the Lord is telling you. Gideon told him, oh Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Behold, my clan is the poorest in Manasseh. Number one, again, lack, as if he was rich, something would have changed. What has that got to do with your destiny? Not at all. Let's move on. My clan is the poorest, and I am the least in my father's house. What? What has that got to do with anything? Well, yeah, so you're poor. Okay. But why is it that, what does that got to do with anything that you're the youngest in your father's house? The Lord told him, I will be with you. That's the secret. This is a secret and power of position. The Lord said to him, surely I will be with you. If you lack something in the position, as soon as Moses and the feet of the Levites will be in the river, it will separate. It will part. Does somebody understand? You don't need anything. You just need to be in your call. You don't need to know that everything will open up, the sea will part, the manna will come, you'll have the meat coming, and the water fears you everywhere. My family is the poorest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. The Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. In other words, you're what's taking care of is not Gideon. It was his position, Gideon's position. He simply needed to enter it. He wasn't obedient, he would have been same Gideon with his wheat and all the defeat, but he told himself, I said, I'm going to the position. As soon as he entered it, he was one of the most powerful people that ever lived. Your position is completely taken care of. Majority of people don't understand this major moment and then try to take care of themselves. In other words, Lord, we will go. We will make swords. We'll gather everybody. Not by power, by might, Lord, God. God doesn't work like that. When someone comes and tells you you lack something, you need this and that. No. Church, we don't need anything. As soon as we will need it, right away, it appears.
As soon as we will get a need,
we do not take care of it, but God does. And He makes this need not to look at what helpless thing that you are, but occasionally, again, to show you how big He is, how powerful He is. Somebody understand me. Oh, Jesus. And you're free, and you're calm. You break the pottery and you scream like Gideon did, because in his position he wasn't able to do anything else. There aren't any swords, there aren't any warriors. All you could do is scream and just blow the trumpets. That's it. This is how you will be victorious. Everyone will gather tanks, great armies, and you'll just blow the trumpet. And thousands of people will change their lives. Masses of demons will leave people. You've never even visited those countries. Maybe you'll never even be there in your life. But you are obedient to God, to your God. How I want for all of you to be just calm and peaceful and search and seek for God only. Walk in His presence. Seek Him and say, Lord, I love You. I seek Your face. Church, you know what? I don't search for anything. I don't want anything. What happens, it happens. I'm just next to it. I'm not the initiator of what is happening at all around me and around the center at all. I only say, Lord, it's happening quite fast. I have to get used to it. Oh, Jesus. A lot of people do not understand. Important moment, and they try to take care of themselves so then to enter into position. With God, everything is different. When you will enter into your position, everything is waiting for you.
Remember Joseph, when he tried telling his brothers what happened?
Little fragments of Joseph.
He told everyone what he will be.
Снопы лежат.
And he was just.
Соберем снопы.
He was just telling his brothers what God has appointed him for before he was supposed to say.
И звезды все лежит. И знаете, Иосиф просто взял раз.
Joseph just.
И как бы выделил их, кто я. Они сейчас мы тебе покажем, кто мы.
Just said who he was gonna be or what he was, and you know what his brothers did? They were Joseph. How are you feeling? You know, don't do what you're not supposed to do.
И только после того, когда Иосиф прошел ступени послушания, его сердце выросло. Как только он заикнулся в тюрьме, я здесь сижу.
And when he experienced the jail and everything,
and when he said,
you know what, I can interpret dreams and this and that, and everyone forgot him again, because God said, I don't understand, you are too before yourself. And they forgot Joseph. And then they take him and put him in the position. He did not do anything to get into the position. They just found him. Just as David. They just found him and invited him. Put them there. Did he interpret when he was interpreting dreams? Was it hard for him? No, it was what he did. You know, some people say, oh, tell me, brother, how did you get there? You know, when you like do something, you get there, being yourself, you will get there. You know, what you do without, you know, being recorded or anything. It's your function, it will flow without cameras or, you know, anything. You know, it won't be a difference if I would be, you know, interpreting a dream for, you know, the king or someone in jail. You're still going to be doing it. Moses said, hey, you know, your dream is quite simple. You know, these skinny cows, the fat cows, and this and that. See you later. And they say, what a guy. What did he do?
Я бы на твоем месте, фараон.
Moses didn't say, you know what,
fair.
If I was in your place, if I was in your position, I would do this. He did not do that. He was not a, you know, fool. He knew what he was.
He
gave him the ring.
В общем, сейчас все должны перед тобой поклониться.
And now everyone's gonna bow down before you.
И ты, и бедный Иосиф, там, какие там снопы, там, знаете, какие-то... Раз, и все, весь Египет, только фараон троном.
You know, being from a farmer, he's on the throne. What is that? That's a position.
Делать ты должен только то, что тебе ничего не нужно.
What you're supposed to do, you don't need anything else.
You know,
no one said, you know, to get the ring or the position of the king, you have to, you know, go through the school affair.
Я тебе еще раз говорю, сила позиции, а не сила школы.
The power of the position is
мы
the
себе
school.
Что хочешь, знаете, мы себе любим все усложнять.
You know,
знаете,
to,
народ, мы такие люди.
We are those people who like to multiply, you know, make it harder. All the time we have to, you know, work hard. We have to sweat for something, and then I accomplished it.
No. А как я туда попаду?
You know,
так,
you might ask, how will I get there? Just how you're living right now, you will get there. Just be obedient to God. Thank Him for what you have right now.
You know,
if you have a cage, 2 feet by 2 feet, thank you for that.
Тот же процесс происходит, когда ты и я входим в свои позиции. Там все
обеспечено. Сын был
обеспечен, что у меня совсем. Но когда он покинул, вот именно тогда и началась нужна боль, потери и смерти. Вот именно поэтому, когда через 12 лет я вошел в твое призвание, я занял свою позицию. Послушайте, я просто о себе чуть-чуть.
Смотри,
данную мне Богом, я абсолютно спокоен, потому что все, что мне нужно, у меня есть. Мне для того, чтобы двигаться в своей позиции, никто, кроме Бога, не нужен. Все, что мне нужно делать, это заботиться, чтобы я каждый день был с Ним. Оно просто течет. Это твоя функция, это позиция, в которую ты вошел. Это тот, кто ты есть. Это ты это делаешь, я вам говорю, тебе не надо. Почему я говорю, что Бог ненавидит двуличие, вот эти маски?
He hates the mask.
Дорогие братья и сестры, скажем слава нашему Господу.
He's outside, totally different than when he's on stage. That is disgusting.
Кто навонял?
Who made that stinky smell?
Вы же, я же только что видел, это сколько вас тут? Один, два, я уже посчитал, тебя уже трое есть.
You would have three faces. You know, at work you're one, in church you're second, and in church you're very different. Who are you?
А если у меня чего-то или кого-то не хватает, значит, это мне просто-напросто не надо.
That means I don't need it.
Вам не хватает.
If I'm lacking something, people say, you know, you're lacking this. You know what? You're lacking it. I'm not lacking anything. I have all I want. People say you have good, bad quality of this, and you have bad quality of this. And, you know,
but
still people are listening to us.
И по три хита за три года. Аллилуйя. И зачем оно мне надо?
And why would I need the good quality? Right now, what I have is I have. You know, I say. The message and the quality I have right now. What kind of quality of video did Jesus have?
Website вообще накрылся, вирус съел.
His website was completely destroyed by viruses.
Вы что, все идиоты там?
Are you idiots out there?
Вы что, не понимаете, что не конями, колесницами, силой и могуществом, духом
It's
Бога?
Перестаньте
мне присылать свои дебильные письма, что мне что-то
messages
надо.
And telling me that
мне
I'm lacking something.
Бога,
I don't need anything.
Не надо.
Except for God.
Аминь.
Amen.
Ну, насчет этого, насчет всего еще нет.
It's not the end yet.
I'm getting there.
I'm just saying that so that people will stop sending me those stupid messages. You know, and when I need something, I need God. And when I need something, He will fix it. He will do. He will bring it.
Сколько было людей, которые брали за какие-то вещи, предавали.
Would start doing something and they would just betray you. Because I just don't want those people who would betray me. That's why I just need God. No one else.
Да не нам не хватает. Это там ума не хватает у кого-то.
It's not us who are lacking something. It's some people who are lacking their mind.
Я вообще согласен все отрубить. И все равно слава будет течь и
I agree to, you know, turn everything off. The
Потому что не твое
audio,
everything, the internet,
Video, everything, картинки. And still, without any cameras or internet, my word will reach people and will still change.
Вот валите и смотрите.
You know, some people tell me, you know, there's this website, they have like the best quality there. You know what? Go and watch the videos on that website if you like the quality better.
Потому что там ничего, кроме качества.
Because there's nothing else besides the quality.
Просто качество.
They only have the quality.
Какую-то хрень показывают качественно.
They show some sort of nonsense Hello. In the good quality.
Сколько раз было покушение на мою позицию?
How many times
Кто-то
people try to take my position?
They try
to take my name and use it. And some people still use it. To achieve their own goals. Some people try to destroy my ministry and what I do.
And I'm very calm. Потому что я знаю, что это моя позиция, и лишить меня этой позиции может только
Бог. And no one can take this position except for God.
И то, что никто еще даже близко не подобрался, а наоборот еще больше разрекламировал, то мне еще
доказывает, что это позиция Бога. Что это позиция Бога. И переживать нам вообще нечего. Переживать нам вообще нечего.
Мы стоим Церковь Христа, мы приносим реформацию и перемену мышления. Не имеет значения, кто, что, где, когда, куда, что там не хватает. Мне не хватает. Знаете, что я хочу больше? Больше быть с Ним, глубже в Него. Вот это единственная моя нужда.
Чтобы
больше, глубже в Него.
Возлюби.
Первое
заповедь. Это был первый заповедь. Любить Бога. Всем сердцем, разумением. With all your heart, with all your mind.
Я никогда не говорил, что тебе будет легко.
No, I never said that it will be hard for you.
Но я точно знаю, в той позиции, для которой Бог приготовил тебя и меня, есть все необходимое для совершения своего призвания. Когда ты пытаешься взять обеспечение позиции, не войдя в позицию, не уплатив цену, то это действие в духовном мире расценивается как нелегально. Кто-то пытается взять телевидение без позиции, потому что когда ты войдешь в позицию, тебе будет, там все будет обеспечено. Тебя это даже волновать не будет. Кто-то пытается взять какие-то конференции своими руками, его Бог туда не вел, его там не ждут, никто его видеть не хочет. Он пытается себя всем показать, рекламу расклеить. Дайте мне еще не хватает $15,000, чтобы по всему городу моя рожа висела, вот висела, вот такая вот.
He makes all those flyers everywhere, all over the cities. You know, and he thinks that once people see his face, everyone will be covered with glory. And you know what he says? You know, I'm missing. I need $15,000 more. Can you guys give it to me?
You know,
they try to build something with their own hands.
Я буду позитив давать, да.
And that will bring positive into the world.
Это действие называется нелегальное в духовном мире.
That is illegal to do.
И бесы имеют полное право разорвать и уничтожить.
Have complete authority to destroy you.
Потому что ты не можешь руководить Египтом без бесы.
Rule the Egypt without Egypt without the ring on your finger.
Ты своим братьям без позиции пытался рассказать, кто ты.
You try telling your brother who you are without being in that position, and what did brothers do? They sold Moses, and then they were mocking and laughing at him. They said, "Who?" And he was asking, begging them to let him go. You know, they switched the position there. That is how.
Продолжай рассказывать свои идеи. Продолжай.
When you're not
Посмотрим, где
in position yet. And that's where you will end up when you're not in your position yet.
Сохрани свою мечту до времени. Я даже проповедь
такая. Keep your dream.
Переслушай. Не надо всем рассказывать все.
Don't tell everyone.
В свое время без рассказов все все узнают.
Everyone and everything will know everything once time comes.
Позволь Богу провести твое сердце через подготовку.
Take your heart through training. And once you get into a position where everything is ready for you, is waiting for you, you have nothing to worry about.
You
only have to worry about how to keep your heart clean,
if you're in the, you know,
desiring.
Ищи Бога. Беги за ним, преследуй его, а в нем ты найдешь не только свою позицию, но и силу для совершения.
You will find the power for your position. Give God glory.
Давайте мы поднимемся.
Let's get up.
Аллилуйя. Господь, я благодарю тебя.
Отец,
я славлю тебя.
I worship you.
Церковь, пожалуйста, просто
Church, please.
В этом прекрасном новом году просто попроси своего папочку, чтобы он просто был с тобой. Не рвись, не дергайся, не пытайся вот это все крутить. Сколько я видел людей, которые даже отсюда откалывались. Бог, это такое жалкое подобие. Которые там что-то выгребают, которые пытаются своими ручонками построить свое царствичко, государствичко. Бог мой! И ты смотришь это позорище, потом ходит, кается и просит прощения перед всеми, потому что все перечеркнули. Сколько этих людей здесь было, Бог мой! Кто-то хочет ворваться в какие-то функции, позиции, не имея позицию, даже не будучи Богом рожденным для этого. Проси Бога об одном, быть с Ним. В этом году я хочу быть ближе к Нему, еще ближе к Нему. О, Иисус! А Он позаботится, церковь, Он позаботится обо всем. Все, к чему ты рвался, делал свои планы, позабудь за Ним.
And accomplish.
Скажи, Бог, единственный мой план, единственная моя мечта быть рядом с тобой. Я ничего не хочу планировать, я хочу планировать быть с тобой.
I just want to plan to be
with you. А все остальное сам Бог.
And everything else, you will take care of it.
О, Иисус, дай нам понять эту простую истину, что все находится в позиции, а позиция находится в тебе. В тебе, вне тебя нет ничего. Подними поколение. Подними мудрое поколение. Бог, подними детей. Детей света, детей силы. Детей, Господь, которые будут обладать своими позициями. Как Иисус Навин, как Давид, как Иосиф, как Моисей. Бог! Никто из них не рвался никуда, ничего не делали. Все, они были наедине с тобой. Дух Святой, я прошу тебя, взрасти церковь, потому что мы еще младенцы в понимании истин. Бог, взрасти свою церковь. Дай нам мудрости понимать, что есть что и кто есть кто. Дай нам мудрости наслаждаться тем образом, в котором мы находимся. И дай нам, Господь, идти к своей позиции через тайную комнату. Моя мечта — быть ближе к Тебе. Попроси его.
Amen. Give God glory.
Oh, слава тебе, Иисус.